Chapter 2. The Guest. People were now beginning to leave the inn. In the corner, the two strangers finished their game of dominoes. They looked round the room. Nobody was watching. One of the strangers slipped under the table. The other said goodnight very loudly and left the inn, closing the door noisily behind him. Nobody noticed that one of them was still there. Lord Antony and Sir Andrew relaxed when they heard the door close.
"Finally, we're alone," said Lord Antony. "Jellyband, please bring some more wine for our guests."
The proprietor smiled and went quickly to get the wine. At the table, the guests were finishing their meal.
"I want to celebrate that my children and I are now in England. Let's drink to the king of this hospitable country," the Comtesse said, taking her glass in her hand.
"Let's drink also to the king of France, that poor man in prison in Paris," Sir Andrew responded, and they all drank again.
The atmosphere was relaxed, but the mention of France made the Comtesse sad. Her husband, the Comte, was still there, and he was in great danger.
"I didn't want to leave my husband," the Comtesse said with tears in her eyes, "but he insisted that we go because of the children. I only hope that you will bring him safely to England, like you promised," she added, looking at Sir Andrew. "Such terrible things are happening in our country."
"I promise you that we'll do our very best," he answered.
"You know how we escaped, Lord Antony," the Comtesse continued. "We left Paris in an old woman's market cart, hidden under a pile of vegetables. My heart nearly stopped when we got to the city. The guards are so suspicious these days. 'What will happen if they search the cart?' I thought. I was very frightened, but they didn't find us, thank God, and you were waiting with the boat in Calais. You saved us, and we will never forget that."
Sir Andrew smiled at her.
"Thank you for your kind words, madame," he said, "but I am only a small part of this. I just follow the instructions of our leader, the Scarlet Pimpernel."
"But who is this Scarlet Pimpernel?"
the Comtesse's daughter asked with curiosity.
"What is his real name?"
"I can't tell you that, mademoiselle," Sir Andrew replied. "His identity is a secret, and only his closest friends know it. But I can tell you this. The Scarlet Pimpernel is the name of a little English flower. It looks like a star, and it is special, like our leader."
Sir Andrew's face was full of admiration when he spoke of the Scarlet Pimpernel. Then he added,
"Only a few men help him in his work. There are 20 of us in total."
"But why do you all put your lives in danger to help us?"
the Comtesse asked.
"You know that if you are caught, you will go to the guillotine."
Sir Andrew paused.
"Let us say that we enjoy the adventure and the excitement, madame," he answered with a smile. Then his face became more serious. "No, it is more than that. We fight for justice, and we have promised to save innocent people."
"I admire your courage," said the Comtesse. Then she added, "You know, France has changed so much. Now there is so much fear and blood. It is called the Reign of Terror. Friends aren't friends anymore, and there are spies everywhere. For example, a very popular actress, Marguerite Saint-Just, suddenly denounced my cousin, the Marquis de Saint-Cyr, to the Revolutionary Tribunal. The next day, he and his entire family were arrested and sent to the guillotine. People were shocked. They didn't expect her to do that."
Lord Antony was also shocked.
Marguerite Saint-Just? He exclaimed. He looked at Sir Andrew. Surely...
Yes, said the Comtesse. You certainly know her. She was one of the principal actresses at the Comédie Française, the famous French theatre. Later, she married an Englishman.
Of course we know her, Lord Antony said. She's Lady Marguerite Blakeney, one of the leading ladies of London society. But I can't believe that she did a thing like that. It's probably a mistake. Her husband is a respected member of the English aristocracy. How can his wife be a revolutionary?
It isn't a mistake, the Comtesse said angrily, and I hope that I never see her again.
Sir Andrew and Lord Antony looked uncomfortable. They both knew Lady Marguerite well. Lord Antony also knew that she was coming to the inn that evening.